what's happening, and welcome to the Ladies' Man, the love line with all the right responses to your romantic queries. I'm Leon Phelps, and how y'all doing tonight? Yeah. Well, that's good. I'm doing fine. I got my Cavathier. That's right. And I got some letters here from that my viewers have sent in, and I read. Dear Ladies' Man, woo, it's a lady. I am a 32-year-old man who works in a perfume factory. Okay, that's a man. Yeah, well, basically, I do not have time to peruse all the letters, but I did have time to select a few choice ones. This one in particular piqued my interest, and I read. Dear Ladies' Man, I am a man who is a very terrible lover. Because of this, my life is sad and lonely. Please tell me how I can become a better lover. And then the name is crossed out here, but I think it says Ron Braswell, 749 23rd Street, New York, New York. Well, Ron Braswell, you are in luck tonight because Leon Phelps is going to demonstrate for you the three most common lovemaking situations a man will ever face. So, without further ado, won't you join me for... The Ladies' Man Present. Yeah, that was cool. In this first vignette, I will demonstrate for you the proper way to talk to your lady so as you can get all sexy. And joining me, as always, is the very talented actress, Miss Deborah Hogan.
Hi.
Yeah. Now, of course, you may know Deborah from her fine carpet palace commercials. Now, Deborah, what is that line that you say at the end of all your commercials?
Come on down, and I'll show you the finest rug in town.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the one.
That's so funny.
Oh, yeah, nothing. I just like that one, that's all.
My pleasure, Leon.
Yeah.
It is the greatest honor of my life to be a member of your Ladies' Man Players.
Okay, then. Well, let us begin with a little something that I call... Sweet talking. So, yeah, baby, did you have a good time tonight?
Oh, yeah, Leon. I thought the auto show was so romantic.
Yeah, that was nice. Did you enjoy that fine wine that we had at dinner?
Oh, yeah, baby. You sure can pick fine wines.
Yeah. The Ladies' Man is sort of a wine specialist, you know. You could almost say that I am a wino. Mm-hmm. But enough about the wine, baby. Let's talk about your butt.
Okay.
And freeze. So, you see what I did there? Now, this fine lady has been appropriately sweet-talked and is ready for fine lovemaking. Okay? So, let us imagine then that the time has passed after some sweet lovemaking. I'm gonna just fix this clock here to show you what I'm talking about. Oh, yeah. So we are making love, yeah, and the hours are flying by, yeah, and I'm still going at it because I take ginseng, yeah, I'm still making love, yeah. You would think that I am done, but I am not there yet, no. And then I'm still doing it, yes, it's going, and then I am finished now, yeah. Oh, so lesson two. Now, remember that you have to talk to your lady even after you are done with her. Now, this is something that I call killing time. Say, Deborah, I was good, wasn't I?
Oh, yeah, Leon, that was wonderful.
Yeah. What did you like the most?
I think my favorite part of it was your superior wang.
What's that?
I said you have a superior wang.
Yeah, that's what I thought you said. And freeze. See, that is the way to three talk a lady after you have done your thing, you see. Now, let us move on to another common situation concerning the most difficult time in a relationship, and that is the breakup. Now, let's say you have just had sex with her for 8 to 14 hours now. But now, unfortunately, you know, you feel like you are growing apart. So, what do you do in this most delicate personal situation? Well, let's find out in a little scene that I like to call... Listen, I gotta get out of here.
That was great love making.
Listen, I gotta get out of here.
Okay, thanks for the time.
Yeah. Well, I hope that we have all learned something today on Ladies Man Presents, because I know that I have. And please, put your hands together for the very fine Miss Deborah Hogan, everybody.
Say, Leon, It looks like you're almost out of Courvoisier.
Yeah, well, you know what that means then.
See you next time.
On the Ladies Man.